Welcome to another episode of The Voice on the King. I'm your host, Tamika Nicole, your beauty entertainer, bringing you fast-paced, exclusive interviews with national and local leaders, business owners, and brands that are making a real difference in our communities. I absolutely love sharing what's happening in the counties we serve, keeping you connected to events and opportunities right in your backyard. Today, we're shining a spotlight on DeKalb County, specifically the city of Stonecrest, located in the far southeastern corner of the county with a portion just north of Interstate 20. Stonecrest is home to the Mall at Stonecrest, the Davidson Arabia Nature Preserve, Flat Rock Archives, and the Arabia Mountain National Heritage Area. Today, I am honored to introduce to the listeners of The King, Charlotte Kane, founder and chief executive producer of the Stonecrest Fest. In this episode, we're going to dive in the what and why of this incredible event, and most importantly, how you can support this impactful annual festival in the great city of Stonecrest. Without further ado, Charlotte, please introduce yourself to our listeners.
Hi, Tamika. I am so happy to be here on The King Radio. You all are doing an awesome job. I love radio because I actually used to work in radio some years ago up north in Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow.
And you all are doing an awesome job. I love everything about it. I listen to it often. I am from Pennsylvania, and I've always loved entertainment, poetry, performing, community, helping people. I've always been very health conscious for mental health, physical health, emotional health, and just love live entertainment. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much who I am.
Okay, Miss Charlotte. Wow, that's exciting to know. So I know you're definitely going to be critiquing us over here on our radio station, and we all for it, okay? I am so grateful to connect with you for the residents and visitors of the city of Stonecrest, as well as the surrounding cities we serve here in DeKalb, Rockdale, and Newton counties. Just hearing your story and passion already tells us so much about who you are. Let's dive right in. Tell us about the Stonecrest Fest, how it all began, and the vision that inspired you to create and grow this amazing event.
Well, you know, even in my community, when I was a young girl, I used to put shows on all the time. And when I first came to Atlanta in the 90s, I started working with the Sweet Auburn Spring Fest, which had 500,000 people coming over the weekend. And I was an entertainment manager, putting over 200 artists on stages for that weekend.
Wow.
On seven different stages. And so I learned from Mr. Charles Johnson, who was the organizer and founder of the Sweet Auburn Spring Fest, the importance of celebrating the community, the importance of helping the vendors, the entrepreneurs, the people to get information that's pertinent to the community. I learned that from him, and to celebrate the environment that I live in. Mm-hmm. So when we became a city in 2017.
And when you say when we became a city, who is we?
Stonecrest.
Yes, tell them.
Yes. And when Stonecrest decided that we were going to be a city in 2017, immediately I said, we're going to do a festival.
Yes.
And we're going to celebrate all the wonderful things in Stonecrest, like some of them that you mentioned. As a matter of fact, the very first Stonecrest Festival was at Black Rock Archive.
Wow.
Yes.
Tell them more.
And that's a community. Yeah, that's a community where it was founded by a group of slaves, and some of the descendants still live there today. Some that you may know, Warren Moon, NFL, and Chris Tucker, actor and comedian, come from that community. Their ancestors do.
That's right.
Then you have the Davidson Arabia Mountain and the Nature Preserve. Beautiful. All sorts of things. 30 miles of trails, and it's just an awesome, awesome piece of land. And it's a national historical site. 400 million years of plant and water life there.
Wow.
400 million years. Can you believe that?
I am overjoyed at just learning that. I can believe it because you're telling me, and I'm sure that we can all do our own research. What Miss Charlotte Kane is putting you listeners on. Miss Charlotte, I have to thank you for aligning with the King Radio stations to keep our communities and family informed, both locally and through our online stream heard around the world. What are your goals for each year's festival, and what do you hope supporters and visitors from Stonecrest to across the globe will take away from the Stonecrest Fest experience?
Well, every year, believe it or not, we do have people coming from other states that come out to the festival, but even still, from different cities around Georgia. The main thing we want them to know is take care of yourself. You know, take out the time to stop smell the roses. Mm-hmm. When we do our events, we want everybody there. We want the babies. We want the mothers, the fathers, the brothers, the sisters, grandmom, great grandmom. So we're doing this for the entire community. It's not just for one particular group of people. It's mm-hmm. for families, mm-hmm. any family. And we want them to get educated. We want them to find out about healing properties and how to take care of their health. We always have some sort of health component. And we have Emery Hillendale, who's going to be out there with some really good information about health. You can come out and get questions answered about health, find out about resources. We also have Sports Decal, because we're going to have drone soccer. Mm. And if you don't know what drone soccer is, if you've ever seen Quidditch on the Harry Potter show where the balls are flying in the air, the kids are going to be out there, and we're recruiting middle school and high school students for our drone soccer team. So you want to come out and see that as well. That's going to be something that's going to really blow your mind.
Yes, and that is what you all should be looking forward to.
We do a lot of pre-events leading up to it for people to take advantage of what is right in their community, especially right here in the community of Stonecrest.
Yes, yes. Oh, my. So now that the listeners have gotten just a dose to know more about the Stonecrest Fest, how can they support it? Tell us about what's coming up, how they can participate, when can they expect to be at the festival? Like, what's happening on festival day?
Okay, so on the festival day, because that's our culminating day, of course, we've had our sunset stroll where you have the concert on top of Arabian Mountain. We've done our fest walk. Our chalk art walk is coming up pretty soon. And the festival itself will be on Saturday, October 4th at Browns Mill Park. That's right behind the water park on Browns Mill Road in the main field. We're going to have live entertainment, so many interactive things. People can actually give the weather or traffic on the green screen. And it'll look like they're on Channel 2 News or Channel 10, whatever your channel is, Fox News. But you will be giving the weather, traffic. It's going to be on the green screen. And it only takes a few minutes to do. And they send you your video right away. That's a free activity.
Wow.
We're also going to have Picasso Splat, where you can bring out the artist in you. Commissioner Dr. Ladina Bolton, a Super 7 District Commissioner, she has sponsored 100 easels for the first 100 people want to bring out the artist in them. So they'll be able to interact and to do that as well. And where are those fans at?
Where are those fans at? Ask them.
Yeah. Boots on the ground. That's right. We're going to be doing some line dancing. We have live bands. We've got dance teams and dancers. We even have Itza Matul, who's going to be doing folkloric dancing from the Latino culture in costume, in original costumes and things that they wore during that culture during that time with those different dances they will be doing. So it's a little bit of everything. Jazz, we've got D. Lucas, national recording jazz artist, Billboard charting jazz artist. He's going to be featured at the festival. That's going to happen around 3 o'clock. And we've got Prince Mark Jacob, the kid rapper who has his mascot with him. He's on a positive energy tour. Mm-hmm. So we've got so much. I can't even tell you all the variety of dance and singing and live bands, blues, old school, Motown, just a little bit of everything.
I'm excited about all of it, but most importantly, because I'm such a media fan as well, I can't wait to get in front of the green screen, and I'm hoping that I can connect with Ebony J, who is a member of 105.5 The King, to kind of get on that green screen with her and have some excitement at that event. And oh my goodness, everyone,
you're gonna have to talk to our host. She's our host, so you know.
She might not have that much time, but I'm gonna try to grab her.
Yeah, when you get there, you want to ask for Ebony J, MC host for the Stonecrest Fest, because she's going to have all the information of what's going on and where it is.
Well, Miss Charlotte, I thank you so much for sharing your heart, your vision, and your incredible journey with us today and your creation of the Stonecrest Fest. And we are looking forward to that for many, many, many years to come.
Oh, great. Well, I hope that the listeners will go to stonecrestfest.com, or they can find us on any social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, everything. Is Stonecrest Fest. Stonecrestfest.com is the website, and Stonecrest Fest for Instagram and Facebook and TikTok.
All right, and I'm going to have her to share it with you all one more time. Give them that website again, Miss Charlotte.
StonecrestFest.com. 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 And you can put in Stonecrest Fest for Facebook, Stonecrest Fest for Instagram and TikTok.
I want you all to be reminded again that we do have the Stonecrest Fest 7th annual event coming up Saturday, October 4th. And Miss Charlotte, go ahead and give them the address again.
It's going to be from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. The address is 5101 Browns Mill Road. It's back of the water park. So you'll see that water park there with the circle at Browns Mill Road in Stonecrest, Georgia, 30038. You just keep on driving right past it and you will see signs leading you to Stonecrest Fest Park. Come down, bring your lawn chair, chill with us. We got great food vendors, merchandise vendors, bouncy houses for the kids, a little something for everyone. I definitely want to share and thank our sponsors, Discover DeKalb Convention and Visitors Bureau, the City of Stonecrest, The King Radio Station, Dr. Ladina Bolton, Super District 7 Commissioner, Arabian Mountain National Heritage Area, and Emory Hillendale Hospital. Thank you so much for your support.
Miss Charlotte, again, your work is so inspiring, and on behalf of the Voice on the King, we salute you for uplifting and empowering the community and for making Stonecrest a destination worth visiting.
Thank you. I'm so happy and honored to be here.
And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in. Remember to keep spreading love, knowledge, and soul, because when we uplift each other, we all rise. Catch the replay of this episode online at 105theking.com. And don't forget to connect with me, Tamika Nicole, on Instagram at Your Beauty Entertainer. Until next time, fellas, stay charming, ladies, stay beautiful, and always keep it locked right here on Atlanta's number one station, 105.5 FM, AM 1430, AM 1010, The King.